So first, can you tell us your name and where you're from and what you do?
Hi, Akko Gorilla.
Akko Gorilla. And I'm a rapper. And I'm from Japan, Tokyo. Oh, no. I'm from Earth.
Me too. Get a uchi karakana.
Ah, すごい.
So when did you first hear about hip hop?
小学校あの。
When I was in elementary school, so like around 10 or 11 years old, it was already popular in Japan. So like other like music, I knew it,
hip-hop.
What artist did you first hear about?
Maybe like Lip Slime or the
Kick the Kangaroo. とか。
So who influenced you to start writing rhymes?
Yeah, the most first, well, I'm a very kind of special, like I've never been like influenced when I started. So like I was just doing whatever I like, and then I was saying like I just having fun and then with a rhythm and saying the things that I wanted to say with the rhythm. But after I became a rapper, I am more influenced by many people.
And so you first started with a two-girl pop rock band called Happy Birthday, right? This show?
Yeah.
Great.
すごい.
Yeah, and so at first you did skits on stage, like with them, dressed as a gorilla or acting like a gorilla, right?
Ah, so this usually like say like acting like a gorilla, but it's like only Halloween time. That's the when I like supporting my friend and then playing the drum behind them. Yeah, that time because that was a Halloween, so I just dressed like a gorilla.
So how did Happy Birthday get started?
Happy Birthday は
Yeah, so like when I was playing the drum, and then there is like a very tiny like a live house or the venue that anyone can play there if they just as long as they pay 1,000 yen. And so like when that time, there was a moment that I had to like get all the negative emotions, like something that like frustrations bring out. Yeah, that was the moment. And then that time I met their vocal, and then we just decided to do together.
So when did you make the transition from a rock band drummer to a rapper?
I think it was 2015. Until then, I was kind of like doing rap at home, like my hobby, like my complaints, and then I just make it in rap and saying my complaint, right? But finally, when I started on the stage with the microphone, it was from 2015.
And so, because you came from kind of outside the Tokyo hip-hop world, you know, when you first started, who are some of the first artists who helped you when you were joining the hip-hop scene?
There was a person whose name is Kenza Samkyumaru, and so like that time when I started, there was I was doing a rap, but there was no like nobody invited me to join the concert. So I was like always looking for like a job. Please give me a job, you know, like something. I want to do a concert performance. Yeah, and then like this time, this person asked me, so what can you do? So I said. I said, like, I have a strong heart. Then he said, oh, then why don't you participate in this MC battle? So at the same time, I just applied, and I went there. Yeah.
So for your first MC battle, what was that experience like?
Yeah,
I was just scared.
Yeah. I see. Did you win?
Yes.
Yes, you won. Yeah, it's great. And so we were just in Osaka, and we interviewed MC Frog, who is probably is one of the few female battle MCs in Osaka. She said she was maybe the only one. So I'm just curious: are there many female battle rappers in Tokyo?
Frog, 友達.
Yeah, I think like very few. I think even like less than 10 people or around 10 people. And then myself also, I'm not participating anymore. So like, well, but from the beginning, you know, like from the first stage, like do we need to separate the rapper and the battle rappers? I think like I hear many people wants to like separate it, but actually it's not the like rapper is rapper. and basic curry. So I said, like, oh, do you, how about the like regular rappers? Are there many female rappers? And she said, well, basically, like a rapper population in general is very small. And then there is like a female is even very few.
You know, do you feel like female representation in Japanese hip hop is growing and is bigger than it was when you first started?
Yeah, I think it's been increasing.
So do you feel like women face any special challenges kind of coming up in a male-dominated music scene?
Like not only women, but it's everybody. It's very like, tough. Yeah,
I understand. Can you tell us about your name? What does Akogorira mean, and how did you come up with that name?
Like, you know, without thinking very seriously, I just named myself when I was a drummer, and then I heard that like a gorilla should take the music. So like that means like they were technically communicating with rhythm, and she said, yeah, that's right. So like gorilla is like communicating with rhythm, and then I thought as a drummer, I thought that that's very cool.
And so let's talk about the song Back to the Jungle. For that video, you went to Africa, right?
Hi.
So what inspired that song?
Yeah, nanka Africa iko to motte tsukurimashita tte kanji. Africa ni inspiration o ukemashita. Hai.
Nice.
Inspired by Africa. I just made this song like, oh, let's go to Africa.
Yeah. It's the cradle of civilization.
Yeah, so komade kangaete nakatta desu ne.
I see.
Anmari asaku kangaete mashita ne. Kekkou Africa, それだけでしたね。
Thinking very deeply. I was quite shallow.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Just Africa.
What was that experience like going to Africa?
わあ、ちょっとね、あのね、あんまり言えないんですけど、まあでも、まあ人生で一番最悪な瞬間と最高な瞬間、両方もう両方味わいました。
Say much, you know, I can't talk about this much about this trip, but I think I can say that I had both moment of like the worst moment of my life and then also the best moment of my life.
I understand. So that song samples Public Enemy's Fight the Power. So are you a Public Enemy fan?
Yes.
Well, I think at that time was like I was just, how to say, like the transit moment over from the rock music to the hip hop. So and then I wasn't growing up with just listening to the hip hop music. So it was like old school and middle school hip hop that I was influenced or that I was interpreted in my way as an Akko Gorilla, and then made this song. So I think like a Public Enemy, I was very much influenced by the Public Enemy.
Who makes your beats? Who makes the music for your songs?
Yeah, I think the beat, depending on the music, for the Back to Jungle was by Hirasa Wanda. And then my, like, how to say, like my representative song is Gerira, Gerira is by the Park Golf. So like many different track makers.
That's great. So now you have a concert series called Donkey Kong. Can you talk about how that started and what artists you're featuring?
Donkey Kong. Thank you.
The Park Golf, who made my song Gerira, he's going to perform. And then also like another band, it's called Tempare. And then myself also, like I'm going to play with the band. I really hate that to be categorized like hip hopper or the female rappers. I really hate that. It's like I'm not like just limited in this, only these categories. You know, like many things that it's like a different thing. things that I'm doing. And then also this is like on my birthday, so I just want to do whatever I want to do. It's not like just to restrict or to limit the scene. That has to be like this scene has to be like in this way. No, I just want to do something that I can only do it, the scene that I can make it. So I think it's going to be a very peaceful party.
So in April, you released your first major label debut, a single with Sony Music called Yoyu. So can you tell us about that song and just what it's about?
I think it's been like 3 years since I became a rapper, but I didn't actually know how to be a rapper or like how to do rapping or the hip hop. So I was just doing it like myself, right? And so like with that, like I just participated in MC Battle or I went to Africa. Like so this 3 years I have been very active, but at the same time this 3 years was that for me to recover myself, I mean to come back, to return myself. So and then like I noticed that the rap music is something like that, to say or to make the world with in like down to earth and then like say the things the word. So then like I just noticed that it's I can do it. That's Yoyu is like I can do it. That margin you said, but it's like I can do it, you know. That's the idea. And then so like before was as a drama, I saw like there were so many things were rocking in me, and there were so many great people around me, and then like I was always thinking like, you know, for me it's like I need more and more. But now that for this 3 years, I just noticed that I can do this. That's, you know. And then also I was like kind of like awakened for that, and then also like to myself, and then also other people surrounding me can be there. I mean, they should be who they are.
Yeah, I agree. I think hip hop is about being unique and showcasing only what you can do.
So I just remember one thing, like the question that you asked me about like the female rapper that they should be celebrated in the world. There is a person whose name is Fujiko. She's like she had like the physically she's a female, her sex is a female, it says a female, you know, like entry, yeah. But we don't know what's about like her heart, you know. Yeah. So, but recently she married a woman, and I think like in her case like everything is in Japanese, and I think like I'm not sure like she should go outside of Japan, but I can say that she is the real cool rapper that we can be very proud of. Like she is the Japanese cool rapper that I can say that to the world. And she said that she said some people call me as a transgender, or some people call me a woman, or some people call me a man, or some people call me a lesbian, but I'm a Fujiko, whatever they call me, but I'm a Fujiko. Then I thought, oh, that's she. I mean, like certainly she's the person that I saw. And then I have a song, it's called the Ultra Gender. When I saw her, I was like, oh gosh, you know, it really exists, Ultra Gender here. Yeah, when I saw her, so I really respect her. Yeah, so like I told you like the day after tomorrow I'm going to have a drinks with the Frog and then also with Fujiko-san. I told you before that, you know, I hate to be like labeled as a female rapper, but actually I have like lots of like a good friends of the female rappers. I'm sorry that it's been like a contradictory that what I said, but I have a really good like colleagues, and then they are the female rappers, and like Frog is kind of young, but with Fujiko-san and then Tsubaki, so we all are going to get together and the day after tomorrow and have drinks.
So demo minna.
Yeah, well, I think like all of us, like Tsubaki or the Fujiko, like we are all different way of our expressions. We're all different, but what we have in the bottom is all same. Like to put the importance on the individualities or the personality. Yeah, like individual personalities. We have been like so many times that we have been said, like a female rappers or the female are good, or like who is going to be like the best of the females and something like that. But we are just in individual, like a personal, it's different.
Yeah,
I think so, like you were right. Like all the powers to change the world, I mean like to change the situation is always the minority's power. Like all the frustration that minority people have, like to break through this actual frustrating world.
What do you wish Americans knew about Japanese hip-hop that they probably don't know about? Like, how is it different than American hip-hop? Is it different?
Saying like right now, it's been like really so many in say like subdivided in the like oh and their hip hop music in Japan right now. So there is no like specific style. So there are so many different styles, and then so like for example is like someone who is like completely influenced by America and then sing almost all the lyrics in English, or the other person is only in Japanese. And then I think like the Japanese language is great, so but I think it's kind of difficult for them to understand it. But I think we have so many things that we can be proud of.
Yeah.
So right now, what are some of your favorite records? What are you listening to right now?
Princess Nokia が好き。あとアンダーソンパークが好き。あとは、でもやっぱ今日本は。
Yeah, I think like right now in Japan, it's been like, I think it's important like to show like, you know, something about the Japan to the world. But like right now is like everybody is like so, how do you say, like get into or they're excited about this. This is America. And then, but on the other hand, they don't kind of talk about the gender issue, which is like they kind of like think that it's untouchable issue. So like I think it's kind of not in danger, but it's actually a touchy subject that like we don't have say like a discrimination, which is really close to us, excited more about like American things, like America, this is America. So like, well, this is, you know, This Is America is a song that I couldn't help just feeling this kind of difference.
やばいんじゃないかなっていうふうには思ってて、This Is America そういう部分意味でもなんかいろいろこう感じざるを得ない曲でしたね。ハマってるっていうか、これはちょっと私の思いも挟まっちゃうんですけど。
What are you working on right now?
制作は今年にファーストアルバム、そのメジャーのファーストアルバムを出したくて、それの曲を作ってます。
Or like, well, this year I want to publish or the album, yeah, this year. So like, I'm working on that.
Great. That's great. And do you have a title yet?
Title? 決まってない。
That's okay.
決まってないけど、すごくもう言いたいことっていうか、すごいその自分のそのやりたいことはすごくはっきりしてるから、もうバシッとハマる言葉だけ今探してるって感じ。
Well, I haven't decided the title yet, but still, like, I know it's very clear that what I want to say or what I want to do. So I'm just looking for the word, exact word to express thoughts.
And so my last question is there any last message that you want to send to an American audience?
Yeah, so like when I'm playing in the concert, and like I think the American people are the most open or like really good attention, right? The Japanese people are very shy, but the Americans, some of them like came up to the stage too, like they have really high tensions. So I think that would be really nice that they can express their passions, and so please come to my concert. I'll be happy, and yeah, I would just. Please come and then that makes me happy.
って思うから、私のライブに来てほしい。そしたら私が嬉しい。
Great. Well, Akagorira, 本当に、thank you so much. I appreciate it.
ありがとうございます。